Morning. Today's daf is Daf Yedaled in Pesachim. We're behind. We're back on Yud Gimel. We're going to start from the Mishnah today on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. And let's get right underway. Petzah v'achata sheshachtum shalolishman kibo v'halach v'zarach shalolishman olishman v'shalolishman o shalolishman v'lishman psulin. So the Mishnah gives us the basic rule that vis-a-vis our Karban Pesach and Chatas, where we've already established that by those two karbanos, machshava shelo lishman is going to disqualify them. So the Mishnah tells us that if you do it during any one of the avodas, and the avodas are shechita, shechting, kabbalah, receiving the blood, holacha, walking the blood towards the mizbeach, and zrika, and the sprinkling of the blood onto the mizbeach. So if you have a machshava shelo lishman, disqualifies. And the Mishnah goes even further. Even if you have a dual machshava, let's say you have a machshava of lishma and shelo lishma, even in a singular avoda, it's also going to be possible as well, also disqualify as well. And the Mishnah then goes ahead and is clear as possible. Ketzad lishman shelo lishman. What's an example? L'shem Pesach, l'shem Shlamim. So let's say I have an animal, Karban Pesach, and I shecht it. And while doing any one of the four avodas, I think, and again, thinking is articulation, and I think that this is going to be L'shem Pesach and L'shem Shlamim, or Shalom L'shem L'shman, or let's say I go in the other direction, L'shem Shlamim, L'shem Pesach, it really doesn't matter. In other words, as long as while doing the Avoda, you have a Machshava, Shalom L'shma, you've disqualified the animal. Shazavach Nefso Barba Dvarim, B'shchita V'kibo V'hilach V'zrika. Because the Mishnah says that when you have a Karban, it becomes disqualified during one of the four Avodas, and the Mishnah that goes ahead and enumerates the four avodas. Good. Okay? Really, it's just an establishment of the of basic premises regarding the machshava shelo lishma, which is that during any one of the four avodas, it will become disqualified. Rabbi Shimon machshir behiloch. Now, holacha we talked about a little bit in the past. We speak about today at length. Holacha, right? After you shecht an animal, you walk the blood, and you collect the blood, you walk the blood over to the mizbeach. This is a avoda of holacha. Rabbi Shimon says, it's machshir behiloch. He says, no, holacha is not an essential avoda. Why? Shahayomer, yevshe shlo b'shchita, v'shlo b'kabal, v'shlo b'zrika. Because look, by the other three, it's necessary. It's, you can't do without it. You can't not shecht the animal, you can't not collect the blood, and you can't not sprinkle it on the mizbeach. But you can do without holacha. It's very easy. Because all you do, aval avsher below hiluch, shochi b'tzad mizbeach v'zorek. It's so easy to just simply shecht it right next to the mizbeach, collect the blood, and you have no holacha, you have no walking you need to do. You'll just sprinkle it to the mizbeach from where you're standing. Good. So Rabbi Shimon says, because holacha is not required, it's not absolutely necessary, therefore it doesn't qualify as an avoda. Meaning, even if you do holacha, it is not a significant act according to Rabbi Shimon. Any machshava you have during holacha will not be regarded. It's just simply not significant. Good. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Amalach b'makum shegutzerach lahalach b'machshavas poselas, b'makum sheinutzerach lahalach e machshava poselas. And then Rabbi Elazar says, it depends. Whether you need to walk or whether you don't need to walk. If you need to walk, so then holach is a posel. And if you don't need to walk, so then holach is not a posel. What does he mean? So the Gemara later on will flesh out what Rabbi Elazar is talking about. Okay. Good. Our Mishnah is very straightforward. It's very clear cut. There are four avodas. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. He says there are only three avodas. And if you have a machshava, shelo lishma, by the chatas or by the pesach, by any one of the four avodas, it's a disqualifier. It's a deal breaker. The karban now is officially disqualified. You cannot offer the karban. The Gemara starts off right away on the avoda of kabbalah, of the receiving the blood. The kabbalah mipasla v'hatanyu, we learned in the following b'raisa. The hikrivo, zukabal sadam. When the pasuk says v'hi krivo, that's referring to kabbal sadam. Now, in the pasuk, v'hi krivo means and you will draw close. Now, that's the simple pshat of v'hi krivo is not kabbal sadam. In fact, the simple pshat of v'hi krivo means and you will bring it close to the mizbeach. And the Gemara says we're talking about kabbal sadam. Ata amar kabbal sadam o'enu al azrika. How do you know? Maybe the Hikrivo is talking about the sprinkling of the blood. Kishu omer v'zarku hare zrika amor. Hamani mekayim v'hikrivo zu kabbalas hadam. Hikrivo is a reference to kabbalas hadam. Because zrika is already discussed. So we need to be talking about some avoda. So it must be talking about kabbalas hadam. Fine. And while we're here, in other words, we're going to quote the whole Braisa. You'll see the whole point of the Braisa. I should have prefaced. I'm sorry. The whole point of the Braisa. We just started it on the first wide line, starting with the words Vahatanya. That's the introduction to the Braisa, and the Braisa will continue for another 6-7 lines of Gemara. It's a long Braisa. The whole point that we're quoting the Braisa over here is to show that by Kabbalah, not that essential, right? Not that essential. So at the conclusion of the Braisa, I'll earmark where exactly. What point of the Braisa we want to be focusing on? Anyway, we're just now trudging through the Braisa. B'nei Aaron HaKohanim, she'yu b'kohen kasher v'kli sha'aretz. The pasuk says that who does the avoda? B'nei Aaron HaKohanim. So it means two things. Number one, has to be a kasher kohen, and number two, he has to be wearing his big day kahuna. The Gemara says kli sha'aretz. Kli sha'aretz over here means his big day kahuna. He has to be wearing his big day kahuna. Failure for a kohen to wear his big day kahuna is a deal breaker. It's a poso. Rabbi Akiva minan lekabalah shalotah hey ela b'kohen kasher v'kli sha'aretz. Rabbi Akiva says, how do you know? How do you know that when you do Kabbalah, it has to be with a kohen and it has to be kohen? I'm sorry, kohen kasher, and it has to be with kli sha'aretz. He has to be wearing his big dekahuna. Ne'emar kam b'nei Aaron ve'ne'emar lahalan elo shmos b'nei Aaron hakohanim ha'mishuchim ma'lahalan b'kohen kasher v'kli sha'aretz af kam b'kohen kasher v'kli sha'aretz. Okay, so Rabbi Akiva derives the idea that you have to have a kohen kasher and kli sha'aretz not from this pasuk, but from a pasuk in Parshas, in Sefer Bamidbar, Parshas Bamidbar. Okay? And he doesn't, as Rashi points out, he doesn't derive it from the Pasuk in Vayikra of B'nei Aaron HaKohanim. None of that speaks to Rabbi Akiva. Again, we're just continuing in the Braisa because we just want to really squeeze out of this Braisa one point. But we're here in the Braisa, so we're reading through the whole Braisa. Am Rabbi Tarfon Akapech Es Banai. Rabbi Tarfon says, I swear. Now the way he swears is a little bit strange. First of all, right, as a general rule, like we're told not to swear. It's a little funny that, you know, that he speaks in such strong language. But, and not only that, but akapech is banai, I'm going to cut off my children, right? Like in other words, like I'm putting my kid, I swear by my kids, right? Again, it's strong, okay? So I'm Rabbi Tarfon, akapech is banai im lo shamat lahavchin hefresh ben kabbalah zrika. I know there's a difference between receiving the blood, the avoda of Kabbalah, and zrinka, and sprinkling the blood. I know there's a difference. I remember I went to shir. I heard it once, but the ain lilafarish. But now ask me what the difference is. And Rabbi Tarfon says, I don't know. I don't remember what the difference is. So I'm Rabbi Akiva ani afarish. So Rabbi Akiva says, so allow me, because I do know the difference. Meaning you're right. There's a difference between Kabbalah and zrinka, and I got it. And here's what it is. Number one, there's going to be three of them. Kabbalah lo asa ba machshava kamasa. Zrika asa ba machshava kamasa. So number one, there is no machshava by Kabbalah. Check. Bingo. Right? That's what we want out of this Braisa. Okay, but obviously we're not going to stop. We're going to finish the Braisa. But you see what Rabbi Kiva just said? There's no machshava by Kabbalah Saddam. Okay? And by Zrika there is. Two, Kiblu bachutz einu chayev kares. If you accept the blood outside of the Beis HaMikdash, you know, you're not allowed to offer a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash. That's what's called Shchut Echutz, right? Serious sister. Someone who violates Shchut Echutz is Chayv Kares. Okay, so it's very serious. Shechting outside the Beis HaMikdash and sprinkling the blood outside of the Beis HaMikdash area, both of them have a liability of Kares if you do Shchut Echutz. What if you receive the blood, Kabbalah Saddam? What if you do that outside the Beis HaMikdash? Not kares. Okay, so that's number two. Kibla b'chutz enosh chayiv kares. Zarku b'chutz enosh kares. Good. So that's difference number two between Kabbalah and Zrika. And finally, number three, kablu psulim ein chayavin aleha. Zarku psulim chayavin alav. What if a non-qualified kohen? What if he does the Kabbalah? So you're not chayiv misa. What if a non-qualified kohen does a zrika? Chayiv misa. Okay, it's a zar. It's a
capital.
Right. It's a misa b'day shamayim crime. Okay, fine. So good. So Rabbi Akiva pointed out that there are three fundamental differences between receiving of the blood and sprinkling the blood on the mizbeach. The first fundamental difference that he laid out is that there's no machshava by Kabbalah Saddam. Now, Amar Rabbi Tarfon, before we move on to answer the question, just finishing the braisa, ha avodah. At hitasi yaminu small, ani shamati ve'en li lafarish, ata daresh umaskim lishmua belashon hazeh. And he got a total approbation from Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon says to Rabbi Kiva, it's amazing. You're amazing. Amar lo Akiva kol haporish mimcha kaporish mechayav. Anyone who separates from you is like separating from their own lives. Meaning, you say it, it's got to be. Good. Okay. Now, good. So what we've laid down over here in this braisa are three fundamental differences between Kabbalah, receiving of the blood, and Zrika, and sprinkling the blood on the Mizbeach. Both of them are avodas, but there are three fundamental differences. The first of the three fundamental differences is the issue of Machshava, where the braisa says very clearly that by Kabbalah, the Machshava is not a postel. But by Zrika, Machshava, a bad intent, a wrong intent, is going to be a disqualifier. So now what we have to do is we have to come to some sort of resolution between our Mishnah and the braisa we just learned. And our Mishnah, our Mishnah couldn't be any clearer. The Mishnah says that Kabbalah is an avoda. Not only is it an avoda, but a machshava during a machshava of shalol lishma during Kabbalah is going to disqualify the animal. So how do you resolve the Mishnah against the braisa? Amar Rava, lo kasha. Kama machshavas pigul, kama machshava shalol lishma. That's easy. Easy. We're talking about different types of machshava. In the Mishnah, we're talking about shalol lishma, as we've been discussing throughout the entire first perek. The whole topic of Perek 1, of Perek Rishon, of Zvachim, is Shalol Lishma. So that's what our Mishnah is talking about. As far as the Braisa and Kabbalah, Machshava not being a Machshava by Kabbalah, that's talking about Pigol. In fact, of course that's correct. Because our Mishnah says, if you go back to our Mishnah, shahazevach nifsel, disqualification. Right? Obviously we're talking about shalol lishma. Addition to the fact that the Mishnah actually says shalol lishma. I don't know why the Gemara has to make such a cryptic diuk when the Mishnah says we're talking about shalol lishma. But, okay, right, just me thinking out loud. But the Mishnah is clearly talking about shalol lishma. It says nifsel, and it doesn't say mispagel. And if the Mishnah's topic of discussion would have been pigol, needs to say it. Because by shalol lishma, all you did is disqualify the animal. By pigol, there's also an element of kares. So they are fundamentally different, even though they are, it's both a bad thought, a bad intent, but pigol is more serious, more severe. Okay, anyway. Okay, good. So we have now a Mishnah, we have a Braisa, and there is no contradiction. The Mishnah says that a bad intent during Kabbalah disqualifies, yeah, a bad intent of Shalol Lishma. The Braisa that says a bad intent is nothing during Kabbalah, that's talking about the bad intent of Pigol. Okay. Umachshav is Pigol Apostle of the Kabbalah v'hatanya. So the Gemara says, okay, let's spend a minute talking about this. Because what we're saying now is that when it comes to Kabbalah Sadam, the receiving of the blood, there is no Machshavas Pigol. Gemara says that's not true. And we're going to quote a braisa, Hatanya. Yacholote Machshava Malas Ela Bezrika Bavad, Minayin L'Rabo Shechita V'Kabbalah. So now we are going to focus on Pigol. I might have thought, as a Havamina, that this whole idea of Pigol is only vis-a-vis Zrika. I would have thought that. That it's only vis-a-vis the sprinkling of the blood. Because that's it. That's the avoda. Meaning, I have to shecht and I have to collect the blood in a bowl. But when you're talking about the avoda that provides you your kapara, that's the sprinkling of the blood. Sprinkling of the blood is the essential. So, minan l'rabo shechita v'kabbalah. How do I know that would include shechita and kabbalah as well? Tamalomar v'im ha'achol yachel mi'basar zevach shlamav lo yiratzeh. So the Gemara says that if I eat from the meat of such an animal, right? The pasuk, the Gemara, the gear, so the Gemara needs to be changed a little bit, right? By Yom HaShlishi on the third day, lo yiratzeh will not be accepted. Bidvarim hamivim lidei achila. What causes pigol? Anything, or let me put it a little bit better. What times are pigol established? When are the times when pigol becomes a machshava? That is only b'dvar ma'mevil in de'achila, those things which lead towards eating. Hakasa medaber. Yachol sha'ani marba. So the good. So in other words, any one of the avodas. Essentially, any one of the avodas. Yachol sha'ani marba ashvicha shirayim. I might have thought to include as well the pouring of the remaining part of the blood. Ve'aktaris imurma, the burning of the limbs. Tamalom rabbi yamashishi lo yeretzeh. Hamakrivaso lo yechashev. Zrika bechlal haisa. You know, zrika is already included because we're talking about anything that leads to achila, which obviously is zrika. But lama yatsa, and why does the Torah spell out zrika with the word hamakrivosa? Lahakish ala, to create some sort of hekesh. Lam lachama zrika miyuchedesh yavoda umeakeves kapara av kol avoda umeakeves kapara. That includes anything which is essential avoda. The pouring out whatever leftover blood you have, that's not essential. It's a mitzvah, but it's not essential. Burning the limbs of an animal, it's a mitzvah, but it's not essential. She'ein ma'akvin es ha-kapara. They're not ma'akiv es ha-kapara. They're not essential. Okay, good. This brisa lays out the groundwork for pigel. Okay? Pigel. Was I clear about it this morning? No. We've talked about it in the past. Pigel is when I do one of the four avodas, and while doing one of the four avodas, I articulate and I say that I plan on consuming the animal chutz lezmano, outside of the prescribed time. Right? The prototype case of pigel, the Torah says, is by shlamim. Shlamim, we know we have a two-day allotment in terms of eating our carbon shlamim. Today, the day that you offered it, tonight, and tomorrow. So you have 2 days in the Beis HaMikdash to eat your shlamim. And meanwhile, if while doing the avoda, you say during one of the four avodas, I plan on eating the shlamim chutz lizmano. On day three, the Torah says, Bayam HaShlishi, so now you've affected it to be pigel. The animal now is mispagel. Good. So what you get from here is the basic groundwork that pigel is a machshava ra'ah, it's a bad intent, during any one of the four avodas. Included in that is Kabbalah Saddam. Okay, so now I'm caught between this brisa and the previous brisa. Because in the previous brisa, we said that when it comes to Kabbalah Saddam, pigel's nothing. Don't worry about pigel. There's no pigel by the avoda of Zrika Saddam. By Kabbalah Saddam. Meanwhile, over here in this brisa says, any avoda which is essential, you can have a machshava pigel during that avoda. So now, how do I handle that? So the Gemara says like this. Top of Yud Gimel Mebeis. El alokasha. Had amar harini shochet amanas lekabal dama lamachar. Had amar harini mekabal dama amanas lishpoch shirayim lamachar. The difference is whether or not Kabbalah is when I have the machshava, or what I'm having the machshava about. Okay? I hope I'm clear about that. No, I'm not clear about it.
What is the second statement?
Whether I'm having the machshava during Kabbalah, meaning that while doing Kabbalah, I'm thinking about how I'm going to consume this chutz lezmano, or the machshava is about Kabbalah Saddam. For example, because there's only one example to give, meaning that when I shecht it, I say, I'm shechting it now in order to do the Kabbalah tomorrow. Okay? So either...
That's pigel.
That's not going to be pigel. Right? So if... Now, Rashi says it beautifully, right? Basically, it comes out like this. Our definition of pigel, it's going to be a very good definition and a very limiting definition. Definition of pigel is that I have to have the machshava during one of the four avodas about consumption chutz lezmano. Say it again, because that's the very definition of pigel. The definition of pigel is having a machshava during one of the four avodas about consumption chutz lezmano, outside prescribed time. Now, I didn't say eating, I said consumption. The reason being is because when we talk about consumer, there are two consumers for every carbon. Not every carbon. But there are two consumers for a shlamim. There's you and there's Hashem. Why do you, because Kohanim and owners. Okay. Humans and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They are the two consumers, right? We eat part of the carbon, so does the Kadosh Baruch Hu, in the sense that it's put up on the Mizbeach. Okay? Not to get too anthropomorphic over here, but when you put the fats and the limbs on the, not the limbs, but the fats, the imurim, on the Mizbeach, that's an achila as well. That's a consumption as well. So, the definition, the very definition of pigle, is that while you do any one of the four avodas, and you think about, and you articulate, how it's going to be consumed, chutz l'zmano, outside its prescribed time, either you eat it, or the Mizbeach is going to eat it, so to say, outside of its prescribed time, that is pigle. Anything other than that is not pigle. So, let me just finish this point. So, if during Kabbalah Saddam, which is an avoda, you think about how either I'm going to eat the animal, chutz l'zmano, or I'm going to offer up the imurim on the Mizbeach outside of its prescribed time, you've affected pigle. Right? Because you thought about it during an avoda, about a consumption. But if you say, while doing the shechita, while I'm doing the shechita, I'm going to do the Kabbalah Hadam chutz l'zmano, Kabbalah Hadam is not a consumption. That's not a consumption. And so therefore you have not affected pigle.
Even though it leads up to consumption.
Correct. But pigle is very limited in its definition. It has to be a machshava during a voda about a consumption. Aaron? Yeah, no? Okay.
Is Zerika also a consumption?
Zerika is a consumption.
Okay.
Correct.
So if you were thinking, I'm going to be Makabal Adam to be Zerik Adam
right.
later.
Right. Pigle. Right. Because anytime you're putting something on the Mizbeach, right? Either from the top or from the side, that's a consumption. Zrika is a consumption. Okay. Good. Lokasha hadamari shechalam anas kavadam lamacha hadamari kavadam amanas lishpoch shiram lamacha. Amalei haume rabbanan l'rava. Next. Ushvichas dame shirayim v'aktaris imorim l'apasa buhu machshava. The Gemara says, pouring over the leftover blood. Meaning, remember, you have a bowl of blood that you collected after the shot of the animal. You then go to the Mizbeach, and you sprinkle some of the blood on the Mizbeach. Depending on what carbon it is, that's going to determine how many sprinklings you do. The Gemara says that when it comes to then what you do is you pour the remaining part of the blood onto the Yisod of Mizbeach, onto the foundation of the Mizbeach. Okay? That's your procedure. The Gemara says that for the Shvicha Shirayim, and for the burning of the Imurim, the fats of the animal, so you mean to tell me that Machshava is not significant? V'atanan. Yachalo tehe Machshava mo'as ala ba'achilas basa minan l'rabba Shvicha Shirayim v'aktaris Imurim, tamalamar v'im heyachal yeyachal. The double language. Eat. What does the Torah mean by that? It doesn't translate well into English. So b'shteachilas akasa medabra, achas achilas adam v'achas achilas mezbeach. So the Gemara says, yeah, because when we're talking about eating, we're talking about two consumers, us and the Mizbeach. Lo kasha. Ha da'amar hareni zorek amanas l'shpoch shirayim l'macha. Ha da'amar hareni shofech shirayim amanas l'haktir imur l'macha. So the Gemara gives a very simple answer. And again, we just go back to our definition. Because our definition of pigle is going to really just answer every one of these questions. Pigle is only when you have an intent during the avoda. Pouring the blood, the remaining part of the blood on the Mizbeach, that's not an essential avoda. It's a mitzvah, but it's not an essential avoda. An essential avoda is shechting, kabbalah, holacha, and zrika. Those are your essential avodas.
What's pouring if it's not
zrika? No, zrika is done already. Zrika. Pouring is after the zrika. Oh. Zrika is just simply taking a little bit of the blood and pouring it on the Mizbeach.
Spritz.
Right? Spritz. That's our scientific term of the day. So that's right, and that's zrika. Then you have a bowl remaining of blood. So you take that blood and you pour it on the Yisod HaMizbeach, onto the foundation of the Mizbeach. So good, so that's a mitzvah. But that's not an avodah, it's not an essential avodah. So again, now that we have our fundamental definition, so of course, if I have a machshava during the pouring of the remaining part of the blood, that's not significant. That's not pigle. Pigle is only when I have the machshava during the dala avodahs. About, what does the machshava have to be about? Consumption chutz l'zmano. And consumption means either you or the Mizbeach. So if while doing the avoda, I say, and you know when I'm pouring, I'm going to pour the blood tomorrow. Good. You've now affected pigle. Because you had the machshava during the avoda, about a consumption. Period.
Oh, no, it's not an avoda, but it is a consumption.
It is a consumption. Right, yes.
Technical question. Aren't you concerned about the blood clotting for pouring it tomorrow?
Like you mix.
For 24 hours, you got to be mixed.
That's it. It's that simple. The other part, the other technical part, which bothers me as well, again, just thinking out loud, is the case that Gemara gave just a moment ago is sheffing it today with the intent of I'm going to collect the blood tomorrow.
Right.
How do you do that? How do you freeze frame the blood from not going from the neck of the animal into your cup?
But do you add anything to prevent from clotting, or what? Because mixing it by itself should not prevent clotting. You should need to add something.
Okay, listen, you're the cardiologist. I'm a Magid Shir for Daf Yomi, so you, that's your department.
Urine. Some urine do it.
These things most likely didn't happen, right?
Okay.
These things most likely didn't happen because I don't think it's possible.
Okay. And by the way, my question is obviously a non-starter of a question, because the fact that you can't do it doesn't eliminate the fact that it's still a machshava. In other words, you're still thinking, I'm going to collect the blood tomorrow, even though it's, physically not a reality. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Bered Rabbi Chiya. Okay, and so what we'll do now for the remainder of today, aside from make our way to catching up to where we need to be, aside from that, is we're going to now get caught in the world of Pigel. Right? Pigel is not really our topic of discussion. It's not really what our Mishnah is focusing on. Our Mishnah is focusing on the Machshav of Shelo Lishma, but we did make a comparison and a contrast between the Machshav of Shelo Lishma and the Machshav of Pigel, and we fleshed out a definition of Pigel, right? Dafti Gimon Zvachim. Okay, you got to mark the page. This is, you want to know how to define Pigel. It's right here, what we just did. And so now what we're going to do is we're going to get caught up a little bit in the world of Pigel. Okay, so just bear with me.
Is Pigel also Chutz Mkomo or just Bizman?
The definition of Pigel is Chutz Mkomo. Chutz Mkomo is like a cousin, right?
Is that Pigel or not Pigel? It's not Pigel.
It's learned from the Psukim of Pigel. But it's not Pigel.
It's not a possible occurrence.
Right? It disqualifies the animal, but there's not an Issacharis.
I see.
That's the difference.
So mind is more important than Mako.
If you're going to do it, do it with Mako.
Right. Time is more severe than place. Okay? You want to... I'm Rav Yehuda Bered Rabbi Chiya Shamati. Shetilas etzba mifagelas bechatas penimis. Okay? Certain chataos are what's... Super chatos. Not super chatos, but just has a different procedure to them. They're called chatos apnimi, right? The parhelam davashel sibor, when the community goofs because Sanhedrin told them to goof. So it's really Sanhedrin's goof. So it's parhelam davar. So a special procedure is done with this carbon chatos. You don't sprinkle it on the outer mizbeach, but rather you collect the blood. You walk the blood into the heichal, into the actual building, and you sprinkle the blood onto the paroches, onto the curtain that separates Kodesh and Kodesh HaKadoshim. Okay? This is Chatos HaPnimis. And the blood is not sprinkled on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Okay, now, so our procedure changes, but still, conceptually, we're going to discuss now Pigel. And so... I heard, this is Rabbi Yehuda Bered Rabbi Chiya talking, and again, I'm just going to make the comment, I made this comment already a number of times throughout the Masechta. It's just so fascinating that Amorayim, right, we're talking now 100 plus years after the destruction of the temple, right, Amorayim are sitting there having what seems to be these real life discussions about the Avoda, when they haven't had a Beis HaMikdash for 2-3 generations at that point in time. It's amazing. They were discussing the Beis HaMikdash as if it was there, right? It goes back to one of the more general points I made at the beginning of the Masechta, how there's Gemara on Seder Kachim, which is just, it's amazing. So anyway, Shetvilas Etzba Mefagels Bechatas Penimis. So I heard that taking your finger and putting it in the blood in order to sprinkle it towards the curtain, towards the paroches, that is... that's going to affect Pigel. So Shama Ilfa Amar Kameh Derapapa Amar Klum Lamanu Pigel Elam Mishlamim. So Gemara says, wait a second, no. Because pigel, the prototype of pigel is shlamim. When you look in the psukim, you will see that the Torah describes pigel in the context of shlamim. Ma shlamim ain't tefillas etzba mefagelas behem, avchatas ain't tefillas etzba mefagelas behem. So the Gemara says, so once shlamim becomes your prototype, there's no dipping your finger in the blood by shlamim, you don't have that. So since you don't have that by the prototype pigel, so you're not going to have it by the chatas panimus as well.
What
wait, just wait, wait, wait. Give me a moment. Give me a moment. In other words, you have a while dipping your finger. Correct. While dipping your finger, you have a machshava that I'm gonna do something chutzah. I'm gonna do a I'll eat. Well, yeah, by the chatas panimus, there's no eating, but I'm gonna put on the mizbeach later. Correct. V'chi akol mishlam lamdu. So the Gemara says, okay, I know shlamim is your prototype. I get you on that. But ima shlamim shalol l'shman emotzi midei pigol. Avchata shalol l'shman emotzi midei pigol. But the Gemara says, but look, you're going to have to acknowledge that there's going to be differences between shlamim and chatas. Now, in order to understand these next two lines of Gemara, you need to know a basic rule in the world of pigol, okay, which we haven't been exposed to yet. Okay, and that's the following. Pigol only works, only is effective if every other avoda that you did to the animal is kedasu kedin. You did correctly and appropriately. It's a funny halacha. I don't know how to present it in terms of logic, but fine. I don't have to. The halacha is that pigel only is affected if everything else you did was kedasu kedin. But if you did something that disqualified the animal outside of your machshav of chutzos mano, so then pigol has not been affected. So for example, simple example, let's say during shechita I say, as you're shechting it, I'm sprinkling the blood tomorrow. Good. That's a machshavas pigol. Now, let's say while doing kabbalas adam, while receiving the blood, I now have an intent of shelo lishma. Right? And let's talk about chata. So, you know, so it's a deal breaker. So it disqualifies. So now, what I just did is I just took pigol away because I didn't do the rest of the avodah kedasu kedin. Okay, it's a rule. It's a fundamental rule regarding pigol. It's just.
What about if you have a shlishma during shlamim?
Good. So your question is exactly the Gemara's point, meaning I know that shlamim is the prototype, but you can't. There are going to be obvious distinctions between shlamim and other karbanos. And the Gemara makes exactly this point. By the chatas, if during another avodah, I have a machshav of shalol shmo, so I've disqualified the karban, meaning I've taken pigol away. That's not true by shlamim. By shlamim, if I have a machshav of shalol shmo, so granted, lo halu labalim, it no longer works for the owner, but the animal's still good, meaning pigol has been affected. So the Gemara says, so concede to me that there's going to be differences between shlamim and other karbanos. So once you make that concession, so now, by the chatas apanimis, I know the karban is a different karban. But good. So there are differences. But just take the rules of pigol and just apply it to the chatas apanimis in its format.
It has to do with if the animal is heading for consumption or not.
Right. Right.
If you do something that that bottles it and cannot
enter. Right, very good. Right, very good. So Shama Ilfa Amar Kame, I'm sorry, in Tvila Atzba Mefagazbam, V'chi Akol, let me read those lines again. V'chi Akol Mishlamim Lamdu, Ima Shlamim Shalol Lishman Eimotzi Midei Pigol, by Shlamim. If I have during one of the other avodas a machshav of Shalol Lishma, so I didn't, right, I haven't upset it to the point where I've taken pigol away, so av chata shalol shmai motzi b'day pigol. So you want to say the same thing is true by chatas, but that's apparently not true. In other words, by chatas, a shalol shma machshava will disqualify it, hence take away the pigol aspect of it. Elamaisach lememar mi ribui dekrai kaasya hachanami mi ribui dekrai kaasya. So you're right, shlamim is a prototype, but that doesn't mean we're learning everything from shlamim. It just simply means we're learning out a model of what pigol is. And then just simply take that model and carbon chatas, okay, you have different rules. Chatas apanimis, okay, you have different rules. But we're going to take the basic elements of the idea and just simply apply it to the other carbonos. Okay. I'm Rav Yoshua ben Levi Ba'il Zushamati. Now, in the next 6-7 lines of Gemara, it's going to be deja vu all over again. Okay? Yogi Berra said that. So, And even if he didn't, you could say it and always get away with it. The Gemara is going to sound repetitive because it is. We're going to get the same discussion, just a different Amoraim. I'm Rav Yehoshua ben Levi Ba'ali, Azu Shamatu Shetvilas Etzma Mefageles. So Rav Yehoshua ben Levi starts off with, you know, I heard that by the Chatas HaPanimis, that if you dip your finger into the chata, into the blood, or to sprinkle onto the curtain, and you have a Machshava Ra'ah, so you've affected Pigol. So I tell you, Reish Lakish, Rishim ben Lakish says to him, no, Klum Lamdu Pigol Elam Shlamim? It can't be, because we learn Pigol from Shlamim. Ma Shlamim Ein Tvila Etzma Mefageles Behen, Av Chatas Ein Tvila Etzma Mefageles Behen. Well, look, that doesn't exist by shlamim, so it can't exist by chantas. So the Gemara says, and so what? V'chi akol mishlamim lamdu imas shlamim shloshman ein motzi midei pigol av chantas shloshman ein motzi midei pigol. Same exact point. What do you mean? If I have a machshava of shloshma by chantas, right? That's a deal breaker. That's going to disqualify the animal. Hence, take away pigol. So Amar Rav Yosef Rabbi Chanina ein akol mishlamim lamdu. Hol v'chusim koma posa b'shlamim v'shloshma posa b'chantas. Let's say it like this. Chutzim kamo, right? That disqualifies a shlamim. Shelo lishmo, that disqualifies a chatas. Ma chutzim kamo apostle b'shlamim motzi midei pigol. Af shelo lishmo apostle b'chatas motzi midei pigol. So the Gemara says, Gemara is basically trying to say that, look, anything which is a deal breaker, anything which disqualifies the animal, is going to remove pigol away from the animal. So I'm Rav Yirmiyah mitzida tavra. So Rav Yirmiyah says, look, that argument is not so compelling. Look, you're right. Chutzim komo is a disqualifier. But chutzim komo is universal. It is the idea of shechting an animal outside of its prescribed place, right? The thought of that, that applies to every carbon. But the machshava of shelo lishmo disqualifying only applies to chatas and pesach. So the Gemara is basically going to just repackage the point. It's going to make the same point, just it's a question of packaging. Davra haposel behen motzin midei pigol, davra hama'akev behen mivin lidei pigol. Look, anything which disqualifies the animal removes pigol. Anything which is essential, meaning the avoda which is essential, and I have a machshavas pigol during that avoda, will lead to pigol. So hachinami, in other words, so good. So all we're doing is just making fundamental points of a carbon's life. So hachinami, same thing over here. Davra aposel ba motzi midei pigol, davra hama'akev ba mivia lidei pigol. And the point the Gemara is making is, look, by the chatas hapanimis, do I need to put my finger in the blood in order to sprinkle towards the paroches? Yeah, I do. It's essential. Once we've established it's essential, having machshava during that point in time becomes significant.
Isn't that also part of the consumption? Even the inner chamber?
No. It's not. It's an avoda. It's not an achila. Okay. Amar of Mari Afanan Nami Tanina Zaklal. Okay. The Gemara is going to speak this out, just using a different model, but it's basically speaking to the same point. Kol hakometz v'nosim b'kli v'hamolach v'hamaktir. The Mishnah in Menachos. So much contrast between Zvachim and Menachos, we'll see time and again. The Mishnah Menachos points out that there are four avodas when it comes to every mincha. The four avodas are parallel to the four avodas of a karban. By a karban, you have shechting. So by a flower offering, you can't shecht a flower offering. It's kind of difficult. So what do? So it's kemitza. Taking your hand, the Kohen takes his hand, puts it into the flower, and picks up a fistful of flour, right? Leaving out the thumb and the pinky. Right? That is kemitza. That is your shechita. No sein b'kli. Putting it into a kli sharis, into a utensil. Now that's similar to Kabbalah Zadam, meaning after you shech the animal, the blood now goes into a vessel, into a kli sharis. So after taking your kemitzah, putting it into a kli. Three, molech, walking it over to the mizbeach. And four, haktara, burning the komets on the mizbeach, which is obviously your parallel to zrika. Okay, so they're parallels, the four parallels. So Bishlama comments on the Shochet. So the Gemara says, look, I can easily see three out of the four. Kemitza, that's Shechita. Right, that parallel I see. Molech, hainu molech. Now, the walking it towards the Mizbeach, it's beyond a parallel. It's like identical. Right? Makdir, nami, hainu zarik. And I certainly understand how burning it and zrika and sprinkling the blood on the Mizbeach are one and the same. Ela nosein bekli mainihu. But putting the kemitza into the utensil, what do you want to tell me? Ilei medadamala kabbalah. What do you want to tell me? That's similar to Kabbalah's Adam? So the Gemara says, but even in imagery, in parallel, I don't see it, says the Gemara. Midami hasami mela hacha iu kashako virami. The Gemara makes a distinction. You might not hear this distinction, which is fine, because the Gemara is going to question this in just a moment. But the Gemara says, here's the distinction. When it comes to Kabbalah's Adam, you shech the animal and the blood comes on its own. Right? So what's going to happen? When it comes to putting the kometz into a kli, it doesn't happen on its own. You got to take the kometz and put it into a kli. And for that reason, the Gemara says, I don't see the parallel between the two. Ela kemed lo sagi de lo yav al karche avoda chashuva yachanami kemed lo sagi de lo avid al karche hainu holacha. So the Gemara says, well, look, in its distinction, the Gemara says, look, I can't call it Kabbalah Saddam, but it's essential, meaning it can't happen without this procedure, so you know what? It must be part of the Holacha. This is what the Gemara now is arguing. It must be part of the Holacha. Since it's part of the Holacha, therefore it's significant. So the Gemara says, la, la, olam de dami la Kabbalah. So the Gemara says, no, let's go back to what you rejected earlier. It is Kabbalah Saddam. And your argument about blood happens on its own. This does not happen on its own. You have to manipulate it. But the Gemara says, look, that's true, but it's not enough of a distinction. So the Gemara says, and when all said and done, when the day's over, the same result is happening. I'm taking blood, I'm putting it into a bowl. I know I'm not doing it. It happens on its own. But ultimately, blood in a bowl, kemitza into a bowl, it's the same thing. So it's Kabbalah. Okay. We are now going back to our discussion of the Chatas HaPanimis. Okay? So I know it's a tangent, and it's a long one. But the Gemara now is still going to be entertaining this discussion. Dipping your finger into the blood of the Chatas HaPanimis in order to sprinkle, is that an essential avoda whereby which, if you have a machshava of chutzis mano, you've affected pigul? Yes or no? In other words, can we categorize it as one of the essential avodas? Lema kitanai. So the Gemara says, okay, look, I think it's a machlokas tanaim. Three lines from the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Beis. It doesn't cause pigul, meaning that if I think about it during that act of putting my finger into the bowl and I have a machshava chutzis mano, it doesn't cause it, nor can it be the object of pigul, meaning while doing an earlier avoda and thinking about, I'm going to put my finger in the bowl tomorrow. Right? That eino mifagelet, eino mitpagelet. Mitpagelet just simply means the object of. So, my love tanayi. So the Gemara says, good. So, what do you get over here? It's a machlokas tanayim. But not much just a machlokas tanayim, but a question of this action of putting your finger into the bowl for the chatzos hapanimis in order to sprinkle it. Is that qualify as holacha or is it not holacha? Meaning, we all agree, right? We all agree that you have to do it. It's part of the procedure. Is it an avoda? Is it part of the avoda of holacha? So the Gemara says, "Lo, harabbanan harabbi Shimon." The Gemara says, "No, everyone agrees it's holacha. Everybody agrees. You know what they're agreeing about? How significant is holacha? Remember, we learned in the Mishnah, beginning of today's daf. Rabbi Shimon says a holacha is not an avoda. You may be doing it sometimes, but it's not an avoda. That's the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. So it could very well be that these two braisas are reflecting. One braisa reflects the opinion of the Chachamim, that holacha is an avoda, and the other braisa reflects the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, that holacha is not an avoda. So, Rabbi Shimon, ma'iriya tvila etzba? Ha'amar, the Gemara says, okay, But if you want to tell me that one of the braises is going like Rabbi Shimon, we have to take into account another statement that was said by Rabbi Shimon. Top of Yudal and Amar Aleph, Kol She'eino al Mizbech HaChitzon Kishlamim Ein Bo Misham Pigol. Rabbi Shimon says that anything which doesn't go on the outer Mizbeach, like the Shlamim, is not subject to Pigol. Right? Similar to what we discussed earlier this morning. Since Shlamim is your prototype, it is the granddaddy of all Pigol cases, that's the example the Torah gives, so it's got, in order for it to be Pigol, it's got to be modeled after that. It's got to go on the outer Mizbeach. Your chatas ha-panimis that you bring under certain circumstances, in special cases, never goes on the chatas on the mizbeach ha-chitzon. So, Rabbi Shimon says it's not subject to pigol. So, don't tell me that this brisa on the bottom of the previous page is going like Rabbi Shimon, because for him, it's not even in the discussion. It's a non-starter. Ela ha v'ha rabbanim v'lo kasha kam chatas ha-chitzonos. So the Gemara says, okay, so you know what? So I will tell you that both braises follow the opinion of the Chachamim, and that Holach is significant, and the only issue is which Chatas are we talking about? Inner Chatas or outer Chatas? And Chatas Chitzonos Pshita. So the Gemara is, and I'm sorry, and by the Chatas Chitzona, so sticking your finger in the bowl is not essential. It's not an essential avoda. The Gemara starts off by saying, isn't that obvious? Lok siv behu v'taval. Torah doesn't say it. Meaning by the outer chatas, meaning your regular chatas, that you bring on the outer mizbeach. So you have to stick your finger into the blood in order to sprinkle onto mizbeach. But that act, Torah doesn't say v'taval. So the Gemara says, isn't it obvious? No, the Gemara says, it's not so obvious. It's true. Salkadat chamina, hovik siv alakach, because the Gemara says, and you're going to take. So the Yasi Kof Ramilu Hayade Baila Mishkal Zimna Achrisa. And the Gemara, just to make its point clear, says, look, along comes a monkey. What's a monkey doing right now in the temple courtyard?
The circus.
Okay. But along comes a monkey, takes the blood of the Dam Chatas, puts it on your finger. Oh good, thank you, monkey. And now you sprinkle it onto the Mizbeach. Some of the sentences that come out of my mouth during the Daf Yomi are fantastic. And sprinkles it on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says that's no good. So you could have argued that putting your finger into the bowl is an essential avoda. It has to be done, even though the Torah doesn't describe it. So kaman dichsi v'taval dami. It's as if the Torah wrote the word v'taval. Kamash malan lahachi lo ksi v'taval. Demash mahachi umash mahachi. So on one hand, do you need to do it? Of course you need to do it. You need to put your finger into the blood in order to sprinkle the blood onto the corners of the Mizbeach. Is an avoda? No. Right? And I know that sounds strange, but that's the conclusion. Meaning you need to do it, but the Torah doesn't say it. So therefore it's not an avoda. Okay? And so therefore any intent you have during that point in time is not, during that dipping of the finger into the blood, is not going to affect Pigel. Period.
With Shlamim, you don't dip your finger in.
Correct.
It is regal with Shlamim.
Right from the bowl. Just sprinkle, spritz right from the bowl. Okay, stick with me because I have an opportunity to catch up, so just give me a couple minutes. Rabbi Shimon Machshir Behilach. Okay? We now will come back to our Mishnah. And we learned in our Mishnah that according to Rabbi Shimon, Holacha is not an avoda. Why? So in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon said very clearly why. Because what you could do is you could shecht the carbon right next to the Mizbeach, and good. And holacha is not necessary, therefore it's not an avoda. I'm Rabbi Shimon Malakish Moda, Rabbi Shimon Malakas Chataos Apanimah Shemachsheva Posels Behu, Hova Avoda Shein Yochel Levat La. Okay, good. So, well, what if you need to do the avoda? The holacha. Example, chatos apanimis, what we've just been discussing. If you need to do the holacha, you can't shech the chatos inside the temple, inside the heichal. It's not. You just can't do that. So the only place to shech the chatos apanimis is outside, collect the blood, and you're going to march the blood into the heichal. There, holacha has to be an avoda. Has to be. So the Gemara says, "V'amar Rabbi Shimon kol she'enu al mizbech achitzon kishlam emein chayav nalav mishum pegol." So the Gemara says, "Yeah, but just don't lose your short term memory. What did we just say in the top of this amud? That for Rabbi Shimon, pigel is not a discussion inside the heichal. No such thing as pigel inside the heichal. So I'm Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanin, Amod Dehaya, Lifsal Mikavachomer. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. It's not pigel, but it's a deal breaker. It disqualifies the animal. Mashallah, Lishman Shechshu B'Shlamim, Pasal B'Chatas, Chutz Lizmano Sheposal B'Shlamim, Eino Din Sheyivsal B'Chatas. So good. So the Kavachomer tells us, look, I know it doesn't, it's not pigel, but it's got to disqualify. If Shalol Shmo disqualifies by Chatzas, Chutz Zmano is not going to disqualify. V'ashechan Chutz Zmano, Chutz Mkoma Minala, Nimi Chutz Zmano, Mal Chutz Zmano Shekein Kares. The Gemara says, don't ever compare Chutz Zmano to Chutz Limkoma. Chutz Zmano is Kares. Chutz Mkoma is not. Imi Shalol Shmo Shekein Og Bebama, and don't compare to Shalol Shmo, because Shalol Shmo applies universally, meaning not just in the Mizbech, but even by a Bama Ketana, even by your backyard Bamas, which historically were sometimes allowed. Shalol Shmon b'may noig b'pesach chatas. And meanwhile, Shalol Shmon, where does that apply to? That applies to Karban Pesach and to Karban Chatas. And, to run on sentence, I know, Pesach lechatas b'mbama l'karvu, and there's no Pesach and there's no chatas by your Bama. They're not offered on the Bama. Good. So that discussion doesn't start. The Ibai Semahe Keshahu, Shlishi Zechutz Azmano, Pigo Zechutz Limkomo. Or, even though you're right, Chutz Limkomo and Chutz Azmano cannot be compared, but they are learned out from the same Pasuk. So therefore, whatever is true by Chutz Azmano is true by Chutz Limkomo as well. Okay. So, point is, according to Rabbi Shimon, even though Holacha is not an Avodah, but if halacha is needed, if it's necessary, so then it turns into an avoda. Example would be when you walk your chatas hapanimis blood into the mizbeach. Halacha there is, you can't do it without halacha, therefore it turns into an avoda. Okay? So even Rabbi Shimon will limit the amount of time that he says halacha is not an avoda. Good. Okay? Good day today. We'll continue tomorrow. Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha Matzikosh Baruch Hu Zakei Tzolafich Achir Ben Tormitzu Shenema Adonai Chafetz Matzikoy Yagdil Torah V'Yadir.